would like to mention something we perhaps mentioned not correctly. I would just like to say the lotion from the Pisrei Tshuva and the Mishnah Berurah Sivkotin test we had learned yesterday. The Pisrei Tshuva says, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you have a floor, and the floor, there are going to be different rooms on the floor. Now, in the blueprints, it's designated which room is going to be a bathroom, which room is going to be a bedroom, etc. But at the present time, there is nothing on this floor which shows which room will be the bathroom. So he says, there's no issa to say dvarim shebekdusha, even though on the blueprints it was designated that this area, the northeast area, is going to be a bathroom. He says even perhaps underneath the floor there is plumbing already put in underneath this room, which will be used eventually for the bathroom. It's also doesn't have a shame base, like he say. But, he says, the minute you start building the walls that are going to separate this room from the other rooms, and he says, then it has a din of a Beis HaKisei. You start building the wall. It means you're separating, now I'm making this into a separate room. And that's what he says, this is this Mishnah Berurah over here, the Kivin. He says like this, V'afilu b'yitzlai b'anu mechitzis, kivin shehu sham lam amokim, that means, anishach ez amokim l'beis hakisei v'osa, this already is called, that this already was meyuchid, that's already has mona l'beis hakisei, that b'soichai is osa. He says the plumbing without separating the rooms. Without the separation of a whole floor, that's what he says. That's a visage. It's nothing because what's underneath the floor is irrelevant, and this whole floor, there's a whole floor over here. So, and I did not at all designate which room, I didn't make a separation of the rooms. Oh, yeah, the toilet, that already is, the toilet already is miyach. He speaks about, we have a toilet there, so that's already, that's designating this area. The urinals are there already. But al kaponim, so you have yichud, you miyachid amokim for a urinal. That's what you're speaking about. No, a toilet is the reise, the tzayis are the reise. The Yitzaya, and here's only Adarabonon. Meiraglaim is Adarabonon. So if there's a din yichud by a mokim that's meyuchid for Meiraglaim, that offhand, I don't know if there's a din hazmoneh. I don't know. Maybe one will see further. I don't know. Offhand, I don't know. Okay, let's see. If there's a din hazmoneh for a mocking for ashtoneh. Okay. Let us see Sif Dalet. And from Sif Dalet, we will learn Mordika Halochis, which are Negeya Ta'or Bote Kisois. Sif Dalet, Simen Pei Gimel Sif Dalet. Beis HaKisei, Shohu Bachafira, Upiv Berichuk Arba Amais Min Haguma. That means this Beis HaKisei was as follows. There was a ditch. There was a base moishav, let's say there was a ditch that was dug into the ground, but it was dug on an angle. And therefore, the Tzoye and the Meir HaGlayim, when they went into this ditch, they did not stay in this area. They, since it was on an angle, went till the end of the ditch. The end of the ditch was Dalet Amis away from this room. So that means this is a room that a person is Oiseh Tzrachov, but this is not a room that is intended to hold Tzoyeh or Meir HaGlayim. That means the Tzrachim that the person does in this room does not, the way the Beis HaKiseh was situated, the Tzrachim will not remain in this room since this ditch is built on an angle. So the Tzoyeh and the Meir HaGlayim will go chutz from Dalet Amis of this room. So that was called Bezman Chazal, Beis HaKisei HaParsiim. That's how they used to make their Bote Kisei. So now let us see the Loshon HaMechaber. Beis HaKisei Shehu BaChafira. That means in the ground there's a ditch that's dug into the ground. Upiv Berichuk Aba'amis Min HaGumle. That means the Peh HaChafira, the Peh is the place where he's Oiseh Tzrachov. There's a Mokim Moishev where he sits in this room, and the Peh is Dalet Amis away from the end of the Gumeh, because the Tzoyeh does not end up remaining in this room. The Tzoyeh, a Gumeh is a hole, a ditch. So this is the end of the ditch, the end of the hole. That means, so the Tzoyeh, that the person is Oiseh Tzrachov in this area, does not end up in this area. It ends up 4 Amis away from this area. Who was the Bimedrin? And this ditch is made on an angle, the Inyan in such a way, perhaps a sharp angle, Sharei Mizgalgu Venoifu Miyad Lemirochik, that when the person is Oiseh Tzrachov, so the Tzoyeh right away does not remain here. It rolls out to Dalet Amis away. V'noifu miyad l'meirochek. And the same halach is v'chein hameir aglayim, if a person is mashtin in the pesach of the gumet, that means there's an opening here, and he's mashtin here. Again, the Meir HaGlayim does not accumulate here. No Yerdin Miyad Legume. Everything goes into this Gume, which is 4 Amis away from where the Pesach HaGume is. So the Tzoyeh goes into a different Rishus. It does not remain in this Rishus. Kisosum Domi. So then we consider that the Mokim HaTzoyeh is blocked off or separated from the opening where the person is Oiseh Tzrachov. That means because of the angle. Because of the angle, so nothing remains in this room. Everything goes out of the room 4 Amis away. If it sticks, then it'll be problematic. That's what we're speaking about. An angle that was made that was on such an angle. And it would be problematic. Straight down would be a big problem because it's in this room. It's in this room. It's 10 tefachim down, but it's in this rishus. We want to make an angle that it should get out of this rishus. We want the angle because this is the room. This is the room that is Oiseh Tzrachov. We want it that the Tzoyeh should not be in this room. If the Tzoyeh just falls deep down, it's still in the room. It's going out of the room. It's going out of the room. We'll measure now from where the Tzoyeh ends. And from this room, there's Dalet Amis away. So it's not in his Rishus. It's not in the Rishus. This Rishus is not a Rishus of Tzoyeh.
So
That we're going to speak about soon. So Memele, so the Machabel says, Umuta Likois Boy, so in this room, which I have a base moshav, I sit down on this room, you're allowed to say Krishna, im ein boy reyacha. If there's no reyacha, so Memele, so what's wrong? This is this Tsoya, the halach is Tsoya has to be, I have to be four amas away from this. My machne is four amas. So my machne has to be kodesh, and there should not be any tzoya in my machne. My machne is kodesh, because these four amas is no tzoya. The tzoya is over there, four amas away, after four amas. So if I smell the reyach, so then the reyach is a, so we say that the reyach is a continuation of the tzoya. It's coming back into here. So I have Reyach of Tzoya, which is a deraisa. So then, so that there's Tzoya in my machne. But if there's no Reyach for some reason, there's no Reyach for some reason, the Tzoya is over there. And my, so I have four Amis of Oye Machnecha Kodesh. My machne is Kodesh. I'm allowed to lay Krishna here. No! If I smell it, so it means the tzoya is coming back. The smell of the tzoya is a din of tzoya. So memela, so then it's also. So we were talking about something else. No. If you smell, it won't help. Smelling will not help. Could be by a different reshus. There's a loche that you don't have to be talit amos from the reyach. After the reyach ends, as long as you're not close to the reyach, that could be enough. That's a reyach shein bo yikya. But over here, it seems this is a reyach sheyesh bo yikya. The tzoya is here, and it's giving out a reyach. So memele, that would be also if I smell the reyach. But if I don't smell the reyach, it's mutter. And so we have here this sophisticated bathroom. That means that the tzoya is not in here. The gam ein mashtinim boy chutz legume. When a person is mashtin, he's also shmashtin in the gume. So that means the walls, the floor of this room is clean. Everything is clean. There's no meraglayim on the floor. There's no, everything goes down this pipe. And so memela, so it's mutter. Hago, so just the Gemara says, Avol imashtinim bahem lefonim, but if the floor of this room, people are mashtin on the floor, also laharabem bedivrei Torah koskin likuskin. So now this is a basic issue because people are mashtin on the floor absorbs the meiraglayim. So al kaponim, we'll see if there's a sichon, if there's not a sichon, but a kaponim, that would be also. But we just said, but if it does not remain at all in the reshus, say the meiraglayim, say the tzoya, this is mutter. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Kesosim domi, perish, dahavu leikilu ein amokim azeh beis hakisei klal. This room is not a beis hakisei, because the tzoya, which is dalad amas away, is like sealed off from this room. It's not in this machne. Ubein sheyesh lo mechitzas melamar lo agumo oilo. It's irrelevant if there's mechitzas, if there's no mechitzas. This is not a beis hakisei. Avol im mashtinim lotzoloyme. But if this place was, they were not mashtin directly into the hole, they were mashtin sometimes on the floor. But now we have, this area has a shame beis hakisa because she are mashtin on the floor. Shemichutz lagume, shemashtim insha. The Kosava Taz, now the Taz says, so now we just said that it will get a shame base akisei if one is mashtin on the floor. That's what we said so far. The Kosava Taz, for the Taz says, the Mikol Mokim, afilu, they are mashtin on the floor, and this area is Adin Beis HaKisei, but it's a Beis HaKisei Derabonam. So therefore, because Beis HaGlayim is Adin Beis HaKisei, Beis HaGlayim Shenochu, of a Beis HaKisei Midrabonam, Eilem Din Mechitzes Beis HaKisei Lachim Em Kenegdam. We had yesterday learned the Mechitzes, which were built to surround the Beis HaKisei, that they should be the Mechitzes of the Beis HaKisei. So we learned that these Mechitzes have a halacha of the Beis HaKisei, and therefore one is not permitted to look at them, and they from the outside, the Mechitzes Beis HaKisei have a din of the Beis HaKisei, and you have to be machi from them, the Aladamas. So the Taz says that Stavkim, if it's a Beis HaKisei that is used for Tzoya. But over here, in this case, the Tzoya goes out of the Rishus, the Aladamas. And we have over here only the Mitzad HaMeraglayim, which is at the Rabbonon, has a din Beis HaKisei. So the Taz says, so since it's only a Beis HaKisei midrabbonim, the b'mei raglayim in nisam in a teirel keneged hakiluach, only opposite the stream is an isa derais et seyedo v'shebetushe, v'achar shenofal oretz isuri rak midrabbonim. After it's the stream ended, it's on the ground, it's only an isa derabbonim, Mechitzes Eilu Nikroi Mishvil Zem Mechitzes Beis HaKisei. So then he says, so the Chaymer of a Mechitzes Beis HaKisei is not applicable if it is only a Beis HaKisei that's used for Meiraglai. But now he says, I'm a Redik HaChidish. V'nire, the Oison HaMekoymois, Shenoye Gimlas Ismokim Miyuchid Lashtona Lakel. So if we have a private Beis HaKisei, and this person sometimes is mashtin al ha'oretz, so memele, so it has a din Beis HaKisei midarabonan, and we will be mekel that the mechitzas from the outside do not have a din of mechitzas Beis HaKisei, because the whole Beis HaKisei is a Beis HaKisei midarabon. But what if you have an area that's nesyachet, that everyone is mashtin there, V'yadua sh'oison ha'mekoymois masrichen mo'id. Now, a place where there's a ribui hashtonah, so there's a terrible odor. So then, gam al mechitzei seim yeshem beis hakisei l'chodino dum yedomit sh'omereglayim sh'mavu bahar be'poiskim t'isurei min ha'toyre. That means a container that one is mashed in, and the meiraglaim remains in this. And then, so for a long period of time, so this is a terrible odor, the ovit is a terrible odor, so this is also min ha'toire. So that means if there is a contact of meiraglaim, which stays for a long period of time, which has a terrible odor, so the keli, that is holding this meraglaim is also min ha'toyre. If we'll clean it out now, it's also min ha'toyre, because this is a mokim that contains the receptacle that contains a dovo shemasriach mi'ayda. That means if it's the meraglaim remains there, and this is also min ha'toyre. So he says, so the same thing, if I will have a room which is used by many people to be mashtin ala karke. So this room, and in this room there's a terrible odor, so this is alocha ala beis HaKisei d'oraisa, and the wall will be also from the outside. Yeah. Dum yedovish meraglayim, shemevur b'ha b'poist n'yisur min ha'toyr. B'ha v'gav d'mer g'leim asmein n'ela b'darabonon. Mikom ha'kin kimin shemiyuchid lozem, it could say the whole d'mer g'leim hu maschiyach b'yoyse b'chom b'tvei. V'chinam hi d'kevose. And then he brings a prima godem, d'dati d'mer g'leim ha'maschiyach yisur min ha'toyr. Now, so that's a din of that's maschich is also min atayre, and therefore, so we have a chumre that the wall, even on the outside, is a din of a mechitzes based akise, which is also. Now, let us come to our bote kisois. Our bote kisois, theoretically, are similar to a base akise aparsim. That means the tsoya that is put into our toilet bowls is not oimet to remain there, it's oimet to be flushed out. So the shayl is this similar to a base akise aparsim? So let us just say there are... No, now the tsoya is in here, but you're going to flush it, then it's going to go out of the reshus. So then it's is it similar to a beis hakisei apalsi? So there are chilukei deis. The chazaynish, Ramoshe, they're mesupik. They say perhaps it is doime to a beis hakisei apalsiim, or perhaps it is worse than a beis hakisei aparsim, because a beis hakisei aparsim, in this mokim, the tzoya never remained. That means it slid out, it rolled out of this rishus. This was not a rishus that tzoya remained there. This was a rishus that tzoya went through. By us. By us, if you won't do anything, it's going to remain there. You have to do, you have to flush. So this is worse than the beis hakisei aparsim. That, well, maybe not, but since it's oimet to be flushed, so it is. They're misupik, therefore, they are machmer, the chazanish, the moshe, the minchas yitzchok, and in Rav Henkin, hold etzicha like a beis hakisei aparsim. And Agavuche, the Minchas Yitzchak, brings a raya, there's a murdike raya from Abir Halacha. We had learned yesterday, what is the formula to make a beis hakisei d'oraisa? So the formula is, you need yichud, a miyachid this place for beis hakisei, and also tzrochov, and it's a beis hakisei d'oraisa. You need two components. No, you have to designate that this place is going to be a beis hakisei. That means the person is walking along and he has to ask his tzrochem, and he goes and he's oisin tzrochem. That will not make it a beis hakisei. You need a designation from the owner that I want this to be a beis hakisei, number one. And number two, the designation that makes it a beis hakisei, the rabbanon. But then you have to be also tzrochem. So Yev Azmone, but also Troch, that's a beis hakisei d'oraisa. The beis hakisei d'oraisa, now it's spit clean, it's also min ha-Torah to say it over Shabbat Kedusha. The once it became a beis hakisei. So there's a Moira de Kibir Halocha by us. He says, he has a tremendous problem. It says in the Posek, when Allah Mechome, so it says in the Posek, there was a mocking. It says in the Pasuk, V'yod tiyalecho, that when you go out, each person should have a meyuchadik place, will be oisitzlocho, V'yod tiyalecho, miyachet. And then afterwards it says, V'kisisa seyosecho, after yoisitzlocho, you should cover it. Finished. And then it's good. It's like to be halacha, I don't understand. You just made this a basic isi d'araisa. This is a basic, you designated this mokim to be a basic isi. You were oisa tzrochav here, this is my place, I'm going to do it here in this place, and he was oisa tzrochav. And then the kisisa says, hecha, you go away, shalom oisa. So just one second. Is that, what do you mean temporary?
One time
is a basic isi d'araisa. One time is a beis hakisei d'oraisa. If I did it, I was meyachad and it was a beis hakisei d'oraisa. So the Bir Halacha asks this kasha. It's a shrak lecha kasha. So the Bir Halacha says, but since when I was oisa tzrochov, I had an intent to cover it right away. I thought that he had a shovel with him, and he was mechuyev to cover it. So it was never intended to become a beis hakisei because there was an intent that when the tzayil will be there, it will be covered. That's a kind of beis hakisei. So from here to the minchas yitzchak being zarayit, not like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that Kozman, you don't do anything. It's a beis hakisei. So the pasuk is also the same thing. The pasuk is also speaking of Kozman, you won't use your shovel and you won't cover it, the tzayil will remain there. But since there's an intent that he's going to do it, so Mamela, so that makes it a... So that's what he says, so it should be similar to flushing. That's the Minchas Yitzchak wants to say, here's Akasha and the Chazon Ish. What? Okay. The problem is not to remember it. Yeah. Okay. A person really isn't attention to flush. That's not. I mean, no. That's not the problem. Was the Chazon Ish's problem was not forgetfulness. Chazon Ish's problem was it's worse than the Beis Hakisei Aparsim because Beis Hakisei Aparsim the Tzoyah never remained in this Rishtum. Here it's going to remain unless you do. You have to know by an airplane, the I think there, I feel it without the flushing, it's automatic or without flushing. I mean, they're electronic. Okay, that means automatic, the electricity will make it go. Maybe that'll be a little better. It's on the deep angle, Tati. I don't think you're saying that. I think maybe I'm saying that when you designated. The Biralocha? So the Biralocha says that there was a designation to take out the Tzoyah. Yeah, that was their intent.
Right. When he built the bathroom, when he was up in my house, whatever the builders were had the intent that whenever someone used it, they were going to.
You had to mistake a lot back in the builders, or I'll upon them the person. Or the when there was ice at Tzoyah, when you made the Tzoyah there, Al Kaponim, there is an intent, you don't intend that you remain there. I don't know. What? And it disintegrates.
No. They have to put it where it actually goes with.
Al-Kaponim is like this. So we have this suffix. We have this suffix. It doesn't have a din beis kisei, not have a din beis kisei. Again, Rav Henkin held halach. It doesn't have a din beis kisei. According to Rav Henkin, yes. Now, something which is more negaya to all of us, to wash your hands in the bathroom. If there's a sink in the bathroom, you're on a plane, you want to wash. So there again, we have this suffix. Hamayisha speaks about this. To wash your hands, if it's a bathroom, it's a bathroom, so you can't wash your hands. But they are makel, that they're all makel. If you wash your hands in the bathroom and they're still wet and you go outside, you can, then so much in that machma, you can make a bracha until it's your time with the wet hands, even though it was done in the bathroom. That's their makel. What? If you don't have an eitz, I think you can make the ball outside. Zaydach sechmer. One. Okay, could be. I mean, that's this cooler they bring down. So you go away from the. You're not seeing the Beis Hakisei, and it's and there's no Reyach, and then if we assume it has a din Beis Hakisei, if to be 4 amos away from the Beis Hakisei, the room has a din of a Beis Hakisei, or you shut the door. And then you shut the door. So now this is Machitza's Beis Hakis, which we're not Machma. And our Beis Hakis was Ich and not Machma. No, they shouldn't walk without washing their hands with a ruach on themselves. I just would like to say an incident which I remember of Bochel. In Teure Vedas, there was a bathroom. There was a sink in the bathroom. And there were separators that were separating each toilet, if Neatzmai. The wall was more than 3 tvachim from the ground. He couldn't say lover. And then outside of this bathroom, there was a door to this bathroom. Outside of this bathroom, there was a sink. There was a sink outside of this bathroom. Once... We bachim too. Two bachim people were standing outside. The Rashiva Rav Yankiv Zecheinu Levroche was in the bathroom, I think, and then he went out and he had washed his hands in the bathroom, and he said, "Shiyotze outside of the bathroom." So I forgot who the mechutzah was, but on Kaponim, someone asked him that Rashiva washed in the bathroom. I mean, it's. So he told us, first of all, who says it's a bathroom, number one. Second of all, there are mechitzes, even though the mechitzes are, there's more than 3 tvach, could be it's also not gefelach. Maybe he said a 13, I don't know, but al-Kaponim, that I remember, that he had said it's not, I mean that's poshit. Everyone holds, it's zichan al-abadai bathroom, it's a suffix. And the worst case, it's a suffix. And therefore, there are kulas there. So therefore, if you wash inside there, you can make a brocha outside with the other. That's what they say. Okay, now let us... I think, yeah, that's eitzah. If you don't... al kaponim, if you don't have an eitzah, you can do this here. The hands are still wet. If you dry your hands in the bathroom, so it won't help. But if the hands are still wet from the netila, so they're... I mean, this is my Melodic Nageya in the airport and the plane. Okay. Now, let us go further. Now, Sif A is a very interesting Sif. B'nai Adam, Shiesh Lahem Safso Knuckles. They had a bench. This bench had a hole in it. V'nifnim Olof. Now, they used to, but the bench was as follows. The bench, the purpose of the bench was for this purpose. Now, they didn't have a sophisticated plumbing system, but there was a bench with a hole on it. A person, when he had a lasi tzrochem, he sat on the bench. But then, when he had a lasi tzrochem, they put underneath the neck of the bench, they put a receptacle, a garab shorei, to take the hold the tzoyah. And then... They took it out. And let's just speak about a kamot, which is very shchiach b'zman einibad. Yeah. No, that's much worse. That's worse. That, as we spoke about, that's worse. Then the whole walls there, but didn't have a basic easy. A training body, the Mishnah will speak about that. Or a kamot that people have, elderly people, they have in the room. So they you can sit on it, and there's some sort of receptacle underneath it, and they have to say, so you take it out, you clean it. But this is miyuchid lasei shlochav olo. Now, so what is this din? B'nei Adam sheyesh lahem safso, they have a bench. Naku, there's a hole in the bench. V'nifnin olov, and there is a shlochav on this bench. They sit on this bench. Mutalikas Krishma Kineged. So the bench is in the room. You're, the bench, you're allowed to learn Krishma. Why? Given she'ain atsoya al hanekev, that means the nekev is clean. I sit on it, but the tzoya goes to the receptacle which is underneath. The bench is clean. V'gam ein hagerev tachas hanekev. That means if the receptacle would be underneath it, so this is the whole set. I'm sitting on one chelik, and the other chelik is mekabel the tzoya, so this would have a din of tzicha also. But for kelp, I took out the gerev. And also, for whatever reason was, they didn't want that it should, you should see that this is miyuchad lasiyas rochav, so they used to put a board over the hole. That means so it shouldn't be so conspicuous. Fine. So therefore the machabah is muta. Now, so let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Kri Yeshma Kenegdoi, Sviralei, the Einloi Din Beisakise Yoshon. Now, even though he's saying it's clean, there's nothing here, but Beisakise Yoshon, which he used, Oysot Tzrochim, it's Meyuchet, Oysot Tzrochim, it can be spotless cleanness also. The Kaimon, the Osel of Ono Bimlo Yeinov. If you're looking at it, you're 10 feet away. A Filipino Mimeno Watsoye. But they hold El Rak Din Bayeshis Minoy Le Beisakise Mevur Besif Beis. This is a din of hazmonet. That means this is not a Beisakise. A Beisakise is a mokim that holds tzoye. This bench doesn't hold tzoye. There's a keli underneath that holds tzoye. But to say that this bench is a din Beisakise, it's like he's minoy le beisakise. Just like if I had a room and I said, this is going to be a beisakise, but nothing was done yet. So it has a din hazmone midarabonu. So I'm not allowed to link krishma in the room. So here also, here the same thing. The bench has a din of hazmone le beisakise, because that's going to be used for beisakise. It never holds tzoye. So the din is, but opposite it, you're allowed to learn krishma, like hazmona, opposite, you're allowed to learn krishma. The kaimon dosel fondavim le'ein le'din beisakise yoshin, the kaimon dosel fondavim le'ein le'filipini b'men atzoye, rak din b'ayish izmini le'beisakise le'vur b'sitbeis, kivin shein olav tzoye b'ayim, because on this bench is no tzoye. And the graf is not an intrinsic chelik of this bench. It's not there the whole time. They bring it beis atzoyrech. Could be the kamot would be worse than this, because could be it's there the whole time, the receptacle that holds the tzoyer. That's the shittas ha-mechaba. Aval harbe achreinim chelkem olof, esvirulu diyesh lo din beis akise yosham. They disagree vehemently with the Mechaba. This is a place that you do Oysetz Rochav, given to Niflanova. So therefore, according to the Chloinim, you cannot say a Brocha facing this bench. So our Kainzer is Zog Sharoitzer Likreis Krishma, if you want to learn Krishma in the room, Lispalo or Dabezadova Kedusha, She Yoitzea Kise Meabai. So take this bench out of the room. Oyshe Medem Elach of Daladamas, or put it Daladamas away from you, so where I'm dabbing it, it's not my machna. Oy, as a third Eitze, She Yechase Kola Kise Bebegade Bedavaracha, or this bench, cover it with a sheet. So if you're covering it with a sheet, so it's not worse than soya, that it helps if you cover it. Afilu hu noki vein bei reyecha, vein agraf oi metachto, v'mukhusa l'maylo hanekim bedaf. So they hold that this is also. So we have a machaba that says it's mutter, you could say an opposite of it's mutter, and achoinim achoilik. They say it has a din of a besa kisei. So therefore, there has to be chutz from yadal adamis. There has to be chutz, then yadal adamis, and also, or if not, it should be covered, or take it out of the room. V'chein yesh lizor ba'is and botan v'shesh b'seichem kisoyis k'tanim nekum v'seich ha'yolodim shebabayis. You have a small party for children. שימוחוסים בבגד בשעת קרישמה בדברי תאירה ובישי בן צוי, או שייציאים מהחדר שמתה בשם דברי קדושה, ובפרט, he says, if you have a child, that a party for a child, כי הקודם רוגל הלך לחקיסה באיש או נפטה, this is worse, it could be a fellow according to the מחבה, because there the child is not so careful, so the seat also becomes dirty with tzoye. So this is ממש, something that Yoise Tzroch of all of, and the tzoye remains. וכולם ישוב שם בסקיסה, אף ואישו נוקי. Also with the Rahim Linyan Savso Nokov Dima Savso Meyuchin Li Yeshiva Kmaikish Shemiyachna Li Yeshiva Mechusa Bechav Shetzorich Ledov Meis Hakar Sholov Nifnam Ala Keili Nitzav Shom Sheesh Lahat Halikris Rizpala Beishim Mechusa Bechav Achim Hem Mechusa Bechavaracha Klaal Bein Olav Shem Beisakisa Ein Shom Taimi. Now he says as follows, the Rahim says Amurad Kezach, he says here we're talking about there was a bench with a hole in it. I covered the hole with a board or something. But he says, if you have a bench, which theoretically you have a pillow covering the whole bench, and the purpose of this bench is to sit on. It's one of the sitting down bench. There's a pillow on it. You sit on the bench. It has a dual purpose. It can also be used for lasei srocha. So then the Derech HaChaim says, so since it's not miyuchet for this, it's a miyuchid, it has two purposes. So just like we have a wall of a beis hakisa. So we said yesterday, if it's also the wall of my house and the wall of the beis hakisa, so there's another purpose for the wall, so then it's mutter. So here there's another purpose for this bench, it's made to sit on, so then it will be mutter.